So paper F, which is the employer compliance paper, is there anything that's moved from last time?
I've tried to highlight in bold things that are new. So we had an issue with some late returns from Barnardo's, turning out that the two people that dealt with LGPS pension were both off sick at the same time and nobody picked it up, so can't really do a lot.
No. What we have done, we have communicated with him now, and we've told him we need an escalation process because this is statutory requirement, and we've now got some more contacts that if this happens in the future, then we can get hold of somebody to help us get the returns.
Okay.
And then the highlight in bold is the areas which have changed. So we had a late payment for Southern Vectis goes northeast at the moment. Wooden Bridge, again, a late check, which was quite interesting that Barry Abraham is town councillor on Wooden Bridge. So having taken my town council off the naughty list, we've now got Wooden on the naughty list now. And strictly, again, we're still having problems in 1 month where the data and all of the payments were laid in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just the same payroll provider.
That causes any real concern, though, is there?
No, there's nothing that is... Fundamentally, there is a big problem. I think the only one that we had that we thought was potentially a problem was Carisbrook Castle right at the start of the year, where they swore blind they'd sent us April's, and we swore blind they hadn't, and actually they haven't.
Is the pension fund still open for people to join it? Like, say, that was at the Seaview Parish Council decided to join it.
That's
still open.
The town and parish councils have the option to enrol their staff in the LGPS. They don't have to enrol their staff in the LGPS. So, for example, Sandown Town Council hasn't previously had employees, but one of our Democratic Services officers recently moved out to Sandown and has now they've now chosen to continue her service in. So a town and parish council has automatic right to come in should they choose.
What about the others, like Topmops?
Topmops, if the council outsources a contract, or one of our scheduled bodies, so the college or the academies, outsources a contract, under Fair Deal regulations, those staff have right to continue in the pension fund, so they would become a new admitted body under a separate admission agreement.
Yeah, it's only admitted as far as that one person.
Transferring staff.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have a situation like Topmops, where somebody worked for the Ottawa Council, worked for them, whatever reason, but that person retires. Is Topmops liable for any contributions as an employer?
If that's the way it's set out in the admission agreement, then yes.
Is there a standard admission agreement?
There is an admission agreement, and it depends on the arrangement that's made for the individual employer. So, for example, if it was agreed that for the period of the contract the employer pays a fixed rate, then there is no risk transferred to that employer that it would change at any actuarial valuation. So the ultimate responsibility then sits with the scheme employer, who would be the letting authority. So effectively, with some of these, say for example Barnardo's at the moment, that's a three-way agreement between the pension fund, the council as the letting authority, and Barnardo's as the scheme employer. Barnardo's has a fixed contribution rate, and any difference between those rates is picked up by the council as part of its budget. And should somebody retire, early retirement, it's Barnardo's responsibility to pay the strain cost. But at the end of the day, if Barnardo ceases and there's a deficit, that falls to the council.
Yeah.
If there's a surplus, that falls to the council, because the risk of the pension fund is borne by the council rather than the employer. So it all depends on what the terms and conditions are. in the agreement, but it's considered for each individual outsourcing that happens.
Oh, okay.
It's very complicated.
No, I remember this when I was at Kozava Commission.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped at one time all their employees was in.
They transitioned to a closed agreement.
Yeah.
So basically the only open agreements we've got at the moment.
The harbour master's still getting paid, isn't he?
The harbour master at the moment is still employed, but if the harbour master were to retire and a new harbour master come in,
he wouldn't be in the LGPS.
No. So the only open employers we've got, as in those people that recruit, that have to enrol their new starters in the LGPS, are the council, the college,
mm-hmm.
and the academies. Everybody else is either the town and parish councils are a designating body, so they can choose to enrol their staff in the LGPS, but the others are all closed admission agreements, so any new person they've got starting does not join the pension fund.
So if, for example, at Ryde, sorry.
That's right, it's important. It's important to know.
Same Ryde Town Council, that's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't want to make 30 employees.
Yeah.
So all of them came on to the. They can all come on as of right.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. They have. The council has. The town council has the choice to put them in.
Yeah,
or
they've
not.
Got the. If any one of them is employed by Ryde Town Council, they would say, oh, by the way, I want to be in the Isle of Wight Council Pension Scheme.
Yes.
Ryde Town Council couldn't stop it.
Ryde Town Council can decide. It's Ryde Town Council's choice.
I see.
If, for example,
it's not statute then.
They're called a scheduled body because they're listed as being eligible to join the LGPS under the schedule of the Local Government Act 1972. But they are classed as a designating scheduled body. That means that they can choose to or not. Whereas the standard scheduled bodies, for example, the council, the college, FE colleges and academies have to, by law, enrol their non-teaching staff in the LGPS.
And then they can opt out.
The staff can choose to opt out, but the employer has to enrol their staff.
This is sort of thing, as a councillor, people ask you, they say, oh, there are people on a pinch of down there, you know, because if Ryde Town Council is getting, well, it's on a par with the Isle of Wight Council, it's amazing, you know. There used to be four girls ran it for the council, didn't they? Sue Chilton and then four girls did the whole thing. Now they've got planning consultants, planning secretaries, every time someone beats them up here, they've all got it right.
So there's three types then. There's like the council and the college, one, then there's the closed ones, and then the parish ones are in between, sort of.
There are a number of types of employer. If you have a look, and I'm going to dip into, when we get to the funding strategy statement, I'll refer you to the page about employers and I'll tell you the difference there.
Okay.
But basically, the key point to note really from this report, paper F, is that there are some issues, there are a couple of repeat offenders, but there is nothing significant that would need to be reported to the pension regulator as a material breach.
And what sanctions can the pension fund take against, say, like Carlsbrook Castle Museum never paid their fee? What sanctions can you take against them?
The council, the fund has agreed in its administration strategy, that there is penalties that can be applied.
Right.
In terms of interest on late payment,
financial penalties
that we can apply.
So charge of interest.
We can invoke
the
charge of interest.
Yeah.
We haven't at
all
yet.
That's understandable, but I just wonder if it's been
asked.
Maybe as good as a training session, isn't it?
To be honest, these are the things. This is why it's important.
Yeah, these are the things people expected in that.
But this is why it's important that we don't run the board as a formal committee because we have to tangentialise. We have to go off on tangents, is what I'm trying to say. Tangentialise, I don't know whether that's a word, I made that one up. But we have to go off on tangents occasionally to be able to cover the requirements. There are bits and pieces of training and development that we can give you on that, and we will be looking at our administration strategy at some point in the near future, when I say in the near future, in the next 3 years, to see where we are and review it to make sure, so we could do some development again on that.
Can I just question the Island Studio School? I don't think they exist anymore.
No, they closed. So
in
we do
like August, I think, didn't they?
Yes, they do. And so thank you, but they were still a admission body.
Yes.
In this financial year.
Fine. Okay.
So that's why I've left them in there. Well recovered, Joe. But yes, no, they have closed. Mm-hmm. As indeed have St Catherine's.
Ooh.
Who were in there?
St Catherine's?
Yes.
School, yeah.
They have now ceased to employ any staff.
Oh, have they?
Yeah. They haven't closed,
no,
but they've ceased to employ any active staff.
Invoiced them recently, so.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so if we move on to